in its stride? Will it hit back? Will it try to change Donald Trump's mind? A few moments ago, I talked to the Foreign Office Minister, Sir Alan Duncan. Was the government given any warning of President Trump's interview in The Sun?
Probably not, but it's in the nature of these fast-moving events when you've got the NATO summit in Brussels and then his visit here that there will be interviews of this sort. But actually, events have moved on somewhat because even as he was giving that interview, the white paper was being published in London. And so now that the details of the white paper are clear, the President and the Prime Minister will be able to discuss this in more detail at Chequers today with more information than he might have had in Brussels.
Well, he makes it perfectly clear that he thinks he knows what's in the white paper, and he thinks he knows what Theresa May is doing, and he makes it equally clear she is killing off any chance of a US trade deal.
I don't think that's the case. And I think the mood last night at the Blenheim dinner was just so fantastically positive. And it did indeed focus a lot on trade. And, you know, we actually have more foreign investment, more UK investment going into the US than all of Germany and France put together, a considerable multiple of the amount put in by the Chinese. And once we have our agreement with the EU in place, I'm confident that there will be the latitude and the ability to do a significant trade deal with the United States, and it's something
even though the President of the United States is sitting down and telling our most read newspaper that it won't happen.
I think that, again, I say the white paper's been published since. I'm confident it will happen and that the trade is between our two countries is so important that it will be in our mutual interest to have a trade deal between the US and the UK. But, of course, what has to happen first, and it's essential for our long-term economic interests and that of the EU, is that we reach an agreement with the EU itself. Then we'll know exactly how we can piece together the trade deals we want to have across the rest of the world.
Yeah, but he says if they do a deal like that, we'd be dealing with the European Union, they'd be dealing with the European Union, and that will probably kill the deal.
I don't think it'll kill the deal, as you put it. I think that there
is... That's how he puts it.
Well, it's very, very early days, I think, for the detailed negotiations of any trade deal. I mean, they are complicated. They do take time. Each side will have its own interests. But with the flexibility that is built into the white paper proposals, there is absolutely no reason, legally and practically, why a trade deal between us and the US cannot happen. And I think that actually both sides do want it to happen.
What does the government make of the rudeness of Donald Trump in giving this interview at this time?
Donald Trump is in many ways, a controversialist. That's his style. That's the colour he brings to the world stage. And he is, in that sense, very unconventional. I don't think we see it as rude. And I think the atmosphere last night at the Blenheim dinner was very, very special, actually.
So hang on a second. You don't think it's rude? He's created a headline in The Sun saying May has wrecked Brexit. US deal is off. He praises Boris Johnson and says he could still be Prime Minister. That's not rude.
I don't think it's rude to praise Boris Johnson. I mean, I've spent
Given what's just happened?
I don't think that's rude at all. He's entitled to his opinion, but I think the substantive discussions that will take place in Chequers today between the Prime Minister and the President will go into a lot of detail, a lot of things. This isn't just about Brexit. This is about the depth of our relationship with the United States. Yeah. We work with the United States, and this is really what I think you must not, if you like, divert from. On so many issues, be it trade, intelligence, military cooperation. I mean, focus on these long-term important elements in our relationship, which makes the world a better place, which enhances democracy, and which really, I think, is a partnership unmatched by any other two countries in the world.
Is Theresa May, are you seriously suggesting that Theresa May should simply take no notice of this interview in The Sun?
Look, I think you're flogging this to death, rather.
Really?
Yes, I do. Of course we take notice. I mean, he is a great character, and there will have been discussions even last night at Blenheim. Look, we have welcomed President Trump here on a very special visit, and today he will have these talks at Chequers. He will see our special forces in action. He will have tea with Her Majesty the Queen. This is something that only the United Kingdom can offer a president.
And having trashed Theresa May and her government, and this is a person that most Britons, as you know, think of as sexist. A lot of people think of as racist. Very few trust. I think the figure is about 16%, to be honest. Wouldn't it be better for Theresa May at the press conference to come out fighting for herself, for her government, and say, no, Donald Trump, you are wrong?
The Prime Minister has been steadily fighting for the interests of the country for two solid years.
But how about in public, to the President, to his face?
Well, if the BBC would like to encourage us to have a sort of rude exchange with our guests...
That's not the BBC, it's just all those protesters who protested against him. Plus, as I was saying, majorities of the British people who don't seem to like this guy and will read this thing in The Sun and actually be rather horrified. I just wonder whether, almost for the sake of her own self-respect, the Prime Minister hasn't got to say something publicly about it.
Look, nice try. But we will be respectful and polite to our guest. We believe in diplomatic good manners, and we will show those manners and proper hospitality. That's what we do.
But it seems one-sided. That's the point.
Well, it's called effective diplomacy, and we do it rather well. And we will focus on the substantive issues that bind our two countries together on so many levels, in so many ways, and it is on that that we will base this visit and our future working relations. And I think a lot of people in the world will say, thank you, and we're relieved that the UK and the US work so closely together.
Of course, one of those issues is security. The Sun brought up the subject of Novichok and Salisbury, and he didn't seem to want to go there. Are you hoping, is the government going to ask Donald Trump, when he sees Putin in really just a few hours' time, to bring up the nerve agent attack?
You seem to have forgotten that the president recalled 65 US diplomats from Moscow. You seem to have forgotten that. So we are grateful to the president for the solidarity he showed.
Do we want him to bring it up when he meets Putin?
Well, I'm sure he will, but...
Are you? Because he didn't suggest to The Sun that he was going to. And The Sun asked him about Novichok and he just smiled and said, I've got to get on with Putin. Didn't say anything about it at all. You're confident, are you, he will bring it up?
Well, I think having recalled 65 diplomatic staff from the Moscow embassy, it is there in the conversation or whatever. And we have worked together in the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. We worked very closely on the Conference of State Parties 2 weeks ago, which reinforced and strengthened the ability of that organization to bear down on chemical weapons. So in practical diplomatic terms, there and in the United Nations and together, we have worked very closely on the response to Novichok and the use of chemical weapons in Syria as well.
Is this trip a success, Alan?
It's not over yet, but so far, most definitely. I'm very pleased it is happening. 11 serving US presidents came on a visit to the UK in the last century. We now have President Trump here. I think we have, received him with dignity and generous hospitality, and I hope that will be the sort of, the mood music within which there will be the serious discussions we always have in our engagement with the United States.
Sir Alan Duncan, thank you very much.